call the meeting to order. Can I have roll call, please?
Bill Goggins?
Here.
Laura Hine? John Kapler?
Here.
Kathleen McMonagle?
Here.
Betsy Pringle?
Here.
Elsie Weber?
Here.
Rick Whitney?
Here. Okay, tonight we're going to be revisiting the action that we took on tree regulations and taking final action because we didn't effectively do that at the last meeting, and then briefly look at the letter of the City Council. And with that, I first want to apologize to everybody because as chair, I should have thought and realized that we needed four votes to override the City Council.
We don't expect you to be perfect, Rick.
Yeah, that's one of the roles of a chair is to know what the rules are. So I apologize because I really hate to have an extra meeting just because of that. So,
well, we all should have known, so blame yourself.
What time is this meeting? So?
With that...
Rick, before... Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Somewhere during this short meeting, I have an announcement that might affect all of us, or somebody might want to go to a meeting.
Oh, then...
Want me to do that now?
Please do, yeah.
Okay. I don't know how many people saw the Kirkland Reporter on Wednesday, but there was an article in there about the sale of the Burlington and Northern Railway, and members of the Eastside Trails Advocates, a grassroots organization promoting a trail for walkers, bikers, commuters, while the line is rail-banked for the future. We'll discuss these questions and more at the Houghton Fire Station on 108th, February 10th at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Anybody would like to go? I'll be out of town. I don't know if I'll get home in time to go.
Well, it would certainly be of interest to the neighborhood plans that are being developed. So.
Good point.
Okay, thanks.
Well, could you repeat the date and time again?
February 10th, 7 p.m.
It's February 10th. At 7 p.m. I believe that's a Wednesday.
Thank you.
And it's at the fire hall, right?
Mm-hmm.
On 108th there.
Nancy, you were up there. Did you want to have anything to say about this, or do you want me to just call for a vote? Okay.
Those are the options.
Those are the options, yeah.
And I think Kathleen listened to the...
Yeah.
Okay. So, I called the special meeting because I felt it was pretty, in my mind, pretty clear that our intent was to disapprove. And John's abstention, and plus I was pretty sure that Kathleen felt the same way about the permit issue as well. So that's why I thought it was necessary to call the special meeting and make sure that we got it right. So
for clarity, Rick, I listened to the tape as well prior to this meeting, and I think my confusion and abstention on the vote, just for the record, was I felt that the way that we set this up is that the disapproval with the condition would fail, and then we'd need another vote to strictly approve or disapprove. Hmm. And I didn't realize that it was just dead.
Yeah.
Because the way the motion was written, I really couldn't agree or disagree with it,
yeah,
which is why I held back and abstained.
Yeah.
And then with the explanation that it failed and disapproved, then...
Well, do you have a recommendation for how to restate it so that you would approve it?
Yeah, I do, and that is, I don't think that it's necessary that we include in the language of the resolution the condition that if they were to take out the permit, then we would be inclined to... That can be communicated outside of the resolution, which it already has.
Agreed.
I called Joan the next morning, explained to her our position. That was before I realized that it wasn't even a legal disapproval. But and she seemed very open to working something out on that permit issue so that we could all have the same rules. And so...
Well, and I have a question.
Yeah.
A clarification. Let's say that if we approved the ordinance, and so then this permitting thing went into effect,
mm-hmm,
people would have to apply online to get a permit.
Right.
There wouldn't be any fees now, but possibly in the future that opened the door for that to happen. How does a law or whatever, how does something like that get changed in the future if people want to change that in the future? What's the process for, like, saying, you know, we're going through the comp plan now and here's this tree ordinance language that we'd like to have changed? How is that? How are changes made to the comp plan like that? or ordinances like that?
I had a slightly different question. Yeah. So if there's a permit required and the fees change, those don't come to us for approval.
Right. Okay. Well, something you said, Betsy, confused me, and let me just state.
Well, because I'm confused.
Okay. So the language that's in the city council's adopting ordinance and also in the regulations that they adopted just says that at such time there is the technology for online permitting, then a code amendment should be, they're directing staff to bring a code amendment back to make it so.
Okay.
So the ordinance as it stands does not make the online permitting happen.
It doesn't make online permitting happen, but it does make permitting, no.
Let's, you know, in the interest of time, because I, and not out of disrespect, but I, if you're thinking, Betsy, that maybe there's some way that this might be acceptable, I think that, is that, okay.
No, I'm just wondering how things get changed in the future.
Very hard.
Not with permits.
Well,
okay.
those get changed by city staff.
Well,
it would have to come back before us, I think, is what was in the ordinance.
Not if we vote for this.
If I may.
Yes.
Go ahead, John.
Yes.
Based on some of the confusion and the focus on permitting, I went back and read about the street tree permitting portion, separating property line between right-of-way and personal property. On page 6 of the ordinance, under 95.21, tree pruning, it very clearly says under item 1, the street tree pruning that you're required to take care of that street tree on your property, once you want to prune it, you are required to get a permit. So we already have language in here that we are already required to get a permit for a tree that's not really on your property, it's on the right of way, but most normal people would think that the tree is on their property because they take care of it and it's, you know, it's not out in the street. Most people don't really realize exactly where their property line is, and they would think, that's my tree. So there already is language in here that does say you're required to get a permit for pruning the street tree. And I know that's fuzzy for most people.
Mm-hmm.
So there's already language in here about permits.
Well, only with regard to pruning a street tree.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not required. On private property.
Yeah.
Clear. Well, street tree is not private property. Yeah. Well, actually, street tree could be private property if you plant it on the depending on where the property line is.
Well. By definition, it's...
Yeah, by definition.
It's
by definition,
a public
not.
Tree.
Yeah, you're right.
It's
by
public,
definition.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
But the ordinance... Maybe I am totally confused, but the ordinance does what enacting it enact permits even without fees? It says that now you must get a permit. Online or offline, you have to go get a permit to take down 2 trees
Rick.
On your own lawn.
Yeah, I would let the record show that Laura's right for me. Okay, yeah. So noted. I don't know. I don't even want to... I don't want to deal with the possibility, and I think that was the consensus of the majority at the last meeting, and I don't want to rehash it. I want to just take a vote, and I'm not trying to railroad it, but I feel like we've discussed it thoroughly, and we just need to take the or I shouldn't say take, formalize the action that was agreed to at our previous meeting. I don't want to engage in another hour of debate on this thing. So.
I'm not debating. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I understand that the issue that this is all about is because by approving this ordinance, we are saying yes to permits. And that's the point of contention.
No.
That's
okay. No?
It's saying that in the future, a code amendment will be brought forward that would...
bring forth the web-based application.
Yes.
And we've debated this, and I made the point strongly that I think it's a very poorly structured ordinance to begin with, mm-hmm. to even have that kind of language in it. So to say that it have in the ordinance a provision that in the future you're going to bring an amendment to the ordinance, then why is it in the ordinance? You do it when you're going to make the amendment, then bring it. Don't put it in the ordinance. And my worry is that they might be able to then claim that, well, you've approved it effectively by adopting that. So yeah. that's my concern. I don't even want to get into that argument with them. So would anyone care to make a motion? It's real simple. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. First off, question for Nancy. The second bullet there, approved revised HCC resolution 2010-2, which disapproves ordinance 4226.
Yeah.
Is that basically taking the resolution that's in the back and changing approved to disapprove?
There are two different ordinances.
Oh, there are?
Yeah. There's two different resolutions.
Resolutions. Resolutions.
When you pass your motion, be sure to clarify which resolution you want, the
disapproval.
The approval or the disapproval.
Yeah. Got it. All right, so my motion is that we approve resolution 2010-2, which states that a resolution of the Houghton Community Council disapproving ordinance number 4226 adopted by Kirkland City Council on December 15th, 2009, adopting zoning code amendments related to tree and landscaping amendments, and it is page 85 of our packet, the very last page of our packet.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any further discussion? Is there discussion? 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 All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, so record show 5-2. Correct?
I think so. I hope I know what I voted for.
You voted disapprove. The same that you voted before. Yeah. Right. I don't want to make sure we didn't have that happen.
But the way Bill said it was approval of.
No, disapproval.
Did he say disapproval?
Approval of the resolution.
He's approving the resolution, disapproving the ordinance. So, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's really confusing, yeah.
Okay. And then the last item on the agenda is the letter to the City Council, and not just the letter, but also how we can, make the best use of that time, make it the most productive. So as a start, just put together a very bare-bones memorandum to the City Council. I'd like you guys to take a quick look at it. Does that reflect what we want as our priorities? And then how is the best way to discuss this effectively with them?
Is Joan going to she'll have an agenda too, won't she?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I think this hour is our hour. We will control it, and we need to be proactive about getting the most out of it that we can. And so, first of all, we want to make sure we're talking about the things that are most important to us. And secondly, we want to make sure the way that we're discussing it is going to be the most effective. Because, you know, you could easily spend a lot more than an hour just on these three topics, let alone
spend an hour on the first topic.
Yeah. So.
So, with that said, since I am doing the Lakeview, it's just a quick 5-minute book report on where we're at, what we're doing.
You mean you want that in the agenda for this, or you want to talk about it now?
No, that we're talking. First of all, priorities. Am I properly reflecting what our priorities are? If we only can talk about so many things, is this a good prioritization of what we can talk about? And is there anything that's omitted that you feel strongly should be included?
I think
if we have time.
John's asking is, should he have his 4 or 5 minute wrap up of what's going on with the Lakeview at this meeting with the City Council, or did you want him to do it right this minute?
No, I think what John's talking about is at the meeting. At the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the first item there, Lakeview and Central Houghton neighborhood plans, that's a process that's in motion. Are we looking for a dialogue with the council?
We're not really sure what we would want to tell them.
Is there, threw it out there. Do we want to check in with them at all? There's a little bit of a different dynamic in that in the previous neighborhood plan updates, they haven't had a Houghton Community Council that is driving the process and that is basically, you know, the lead in it. And so I was wondering if there should be a brief discussion of the role we're playing and how they make sure we're on the same page as far as what they're expecting from us.
Rick, where do you think that there wasn't a Houghton Community Council when they did it?
The other neighbor, the different
all the previous neighborhood updates.
Hill and Forbes Creek, and
they didn't have it.
Exactly. Yeah. When they've done, what I'm saying is, when the city, when the city's done neighborhood updates in the last few years on in other neighborhoods.
Okay.
There hasn't.
I thought you were trying to say that the Houghton Council didn't have anything to do with the last one.
No.
I guess I don't. I mean, I'm happy to give them a brief update, but I really don't feel like it's their place to get involved at this point.
I would put it towards the back. I'd put the transit-oriented development in the front. I mean, that's a big issue, and I think we're looking for some dialogue there.
And possibly even the Burlington Northern. Mm-hmm.
Which I anticipated should be part of the discussion of the Lakeview Central Houghton neighborhood. To me, that's going to be the most complicated part
we really have,
of your plans.
Our book report is the ball's rolling. We'll get back to you.
Yeah, we haven't gotten there yet on that, on those sorts of things.
Is there any question in your mind as far as how Houghton Community Council should be driving this process, unlike what's been done in the past?
No.
Any? No.
I think that
you have a clear sense.
I think our handlers have been very clear with us.
So it just, Nancy, because you've been involved in the past ones, other ones, I presume, right? The neighborhood updates?
Uh-huh.
So without Houghton Community Council reviewing it, was it just handled by the Planning Commission? Was that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And maybe a citizen advisory group as part of that, but reporting to the Planning Commission versus reporting to you.
Right.
And I guess in this, for these two neighborhood plans, the Planning Commission will be involved to a certain degree, but not as much as they are for Market and Norkirk.
And we each have a planning commissioner on, you know, on the advisory group, and we have planning staff there. And so it's not like we're doing anything, I think, very radically different from...
Maybe shifting a little of the responsibility to us rather than from the Planning Commission. That's the only real difference, it sounds like.
Well, the citizen groups will be reporting to your group as a whole at some point.
Right.
And that is what's a little bit different.
Okay. All right. So maybe no need to even discuss this, or?
I think you should mention that we're doing it. I mean, they
could
say that and say we're in stage two and each group has so many people in it on the advisory group and we will keep you updated later on or something to that effect.
Can you do it in 2 or 3 minutes, do you think? Just a
easy.
Yeah?
Piece of cake.
Okay.
I could shut up anytime.
Easy.
All right. Where should it be in the agenda? Do you guys want to knock it off up front?
I agree with Bill, towards the end.
Towards the end. Okay. Good. So what
Before we move off that
bit
quickly, I was at Meidenbauer Center today for a meeting. And upstairs in one of the conference rooms, I believe it was the Eastlake Heritage Society had, I mean, there was 75 or 100 people there. And they had posters of much of the east side and several of them dedicated to Kirkland. Peter Kirk's old house and many, many of the things down the Naval Shipyard. And as we're going through the neighborhood plans, we want to weave history into it. That's one of the things that's not in the existing plans. And I know in Central Houghton, one of the ladies that has talked to this council before, she
Louita
brought us...
Louita and Lynette both came. Yeah,
she brought us the thing about the bell.
I have that, too.
And I'm just wondering, maybe, I mean, these people, they had some really interesting stuff, and to ask them if they... maybe have any information about the shipyard or anything like that that might be important either to Central Houghton or to Lakeview.
Well, I know that it was announced at our meeting last time that the Heritage Society will be writing a historical piece for the comp plan, for the Houghton neighborhood plan, and for the Lakeview one, too.
Okay.
And so they
same
will
group.
Be... Same group.
Okay.
Well, the Kirkland Heritage Society... Now, I know that these folks... know each other, but I will mention it to them and say, you know, you're in contact with the East Side group.
Yeah.
But I think they all...
I have a feeling...
So I think this is good information, but but we don't need to discuss it here with council and keep
That's right.
staff and everything.
Yeah, thank you very much,
so.
Kathleen. Good point. One thing, though, on the neighborhood plans with the trail, Burlington Northern being like the big gorilla as far as being, I think, the most contentious issue that you guys are going to have to deal with, do we want to even have that as a topic with the city council?
Well, I think that whatever, I think it'd be good to know, I think, we don't want to lead our people down a rosy path.
That's my question,
And if the city council has strong feelings one way or the other, and if they're going to throw some weight behind one plan or another...
Let's not devote days or hours or whatever to something that's going to be an exercise in futility.
Right, you know, and so knowing if the city council is behind one plan or another, I think it would be good
So that would be a good check-in, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I don't think they can politically make that determination until they get facts and data, right?
Plus, with all the new numbers,
until major decisions are made, they have to be made yet. Also, the transit.
And the transit-oriented development.
Park and ride, mm-hmm. Bellevue's not on. And if you've been watching the news at all, you know that Bellevue's going to try and get rail.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be interested in that park and ride, excuse me. But
well, they might, because it would tie in with the...
It would be a good station.
Exactly. Like this, and we can't do anything to City Kirkland. As a city here, we can't do anything with that park and ride until Bellevue gets on board, either goes with us or we give it up. You know, there's no choice there. I hate to say that, but that's the way it goes.
Okay.
But I think a neighborhood plan can show a preference for the uses.
Right.
I think it should have a preference.
Exactly. Nancy, yes?
It's probably premature to get into a lot of subject matter with all those issues, like the Burlington Northern or the transit-oriented development, but part of the reason for the joint meeting is to talk about how you can communicate with each other on these issues. As you're going through the process, and how do you want to do that? So, the pages from the orientation manual, which talk about quasi-judicial versus legislative, and when there are differences of opinion with the, between the city council and the Houghton Community Council, what do you do?
Right.
So those we're going to send in the
That'll
packet.
Be included as an attachment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we should talk process, not specific subject matter. We should be talking.
You know, I don't know. We can control the subject matter or but I would say the main thing for this meeting would be to try to iron out some rules of procedure, how to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
The other way to approach those little pieces without getting into specifics would be to talk about larger vision, concept, future development ideas. I mean, just sort of in a broader sense, you know, what the council has changed, and they might have sort of a different outlook on where they see Kirkland going in the next few years and how they see Houghton Community Council playing a role in that. I would ask a question in a broader base like that, rather than going to, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this?
I agree. Yeah.
You want to word the question so I can put it in this memo?
Sort of what's your broader vision for Kirkland, and how do you see the Houghton Community Council playing a role in that vision? That would sort of be the way I would put it.
An interview question for a new Houghton.
Well, and you know,
we have a very different
what's ours,
role
and what's ours
in our area.
It's not just what's their view of it; it's what's our view of it.
Right. Where do our visions have commonalities, and where do they differ? I mean, that would be, and then how do we deal with the differences, and how do we work with our commonalities?
I'm gonna ask you to work with me afterwards, just to get it worded neat in a way that sounds good.
Right now, or afterwards when you've drafted
it
up and you want some feedback?
We're gonna get this out tomorrow, aren't we, Nancy? Yeah. So maybe I give you a phone call tonight or something. I don't know, or whatever.
You two can just stay behind and hammer it out.
Yeah, that too. Or there's always...
Or call me tomorrow. No, I've got to get home and get some food.
Okay.
Dinner yet.
So I guess we would lead then with what can we do to improve how we communicate and resolve differences of opinion? Is that...
Lead with introductions.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
That's you always have the pleasantries, but...
I feel like that's worded very negatively.
Yeah, I actually...
Assuming that we have bad communication.
I inserted, what can we do to improve how we communicate... and resolve differences of opinion. Is that still too negative?
What did you say? What did you say?
What can we do to improve how we communicate and resolve differences of opinion?
But see, that's making a presumption that it needs improvement. There are going to be differences.
Right. What can we do to
when we don't have differences?
Communication.
Yeah, it's like, or it's like.
Yeah, that's the purpose of
or communicate
this,
as effectively as possible.
If you were to look at the document that talks about legislative items and how you communicate through the process, then maybe it could be determined whether or not you agree with the way that's laid out.
Or take advantage of it, because frankly, I don't know if you guys looked at this, but...
So you mean this one right here?
No, this is... No. I guess... Does anybody have...
I have it. The thing that's interesting, it's pages 22, 23 of the Houghton Community Council Orientation Manual. And the interesting thing is that there's a lot of provisions in here for interaction between the Planning Commission and the Houghton Community Council. A lot. And yet we've never, to my knowledge, had that kind of interaction with them, ever. And that's, I think, a big piece of the puzzle that's missing in the, how we're interacting or how we're resolving things, so...
Well, maybe that's something to discuss with City Council is how should we interact with the Planning Commission before before we have some sort of difference of opinion with them? How can we work with the Planning Commission to kind of work through things before we have a difference of opinion with the City Council?
Well, as Nancy said, this is kind of the starting point. This is the current structure, even though it's not necessarily being followed. So we kind of go through this, check in, make sure this process makes sense to them. And then if it is, then there's things that we haven't been doing that we should be.
Rick, I think that they have four new members now, and they've hardly had a chance to even talk to each other yet so far, probably.
Yeah.
And I think that we should set up another meeting later in the year. Even though we have this one, we have another one later in the year after they're more established, and we can see how we're getting along.
I would propose
a second meeting,
or just
it's hard. This is the first time that they've agreed to meet with us in what 5 years.
Yeah, but they will. We've just haven't asked. I've met with them before in the past. I've been with the councils. Bill has too, where we've met with them. Maybe not much happened, but we did meet.
Okay.
So it appears to me that the City Council waits the Planning Commission recommendations higher than they rate our recommendations on a regular basis. And if necessary, we could go through and pull out the number of times that we said this and they said that. So one of the things I'd like to ask them is there a perception of the Planning Commission that they put in more time, they're more expert, they're, just, you know, based on the perception and, you know, and our past experience, why is it that they trust the Planning Commission's recommendations as they're going in position?
Yeah.
And I don't know how to word that more
positively. My skeptical opinion would be is because they have appointed members of the Planning Commission, and they probably have appointed people who reflect their way of thinking for the most part. So, but that would be my skeptical.
And the Planning Commission is citywide, and we're just one
corner
of the city, which is another piece of it.
That's a good point, yeah.
I have a recommendation for the number two there. What can we do to improve how we resolve differences of opinion?
Yeah.
I would make it more of a positive statement, say, how can we enhance communications between the two councils? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I like enhance.
Yeah, okay. That's way better.
That's way better.
You can get together with Bill and wordsmith this.
Okay, how can we enhance communications between the two councils? So we're not even going to make mention of a difference of resolving differences of opinion, huh?
Well, if it comes up, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're starting out with a positive.
I think that would be that'll come. Okay. Through. I think that'll be
that will follow.
Okay.
And exert a more powerful influence. Should we weave that in there?
Get more attention to the Planning Commission.
Credence.
So, given the budget cuts, you know, and the cost cutting throughout the city, you know, do they have any recommendations, you know, for us where we can either help more, like with the neighborhood plans, or cost less, you know, which might be communicate up front, you're going to disprove this, you know.
Kind of did that.
Do you have a way, do you want me to word that in a question or a point to be discussed? Or, and if so, just can you give me something to write?
So,
doesn't need to be long.
Given the cost cutting throughout the city, what can we do to help meet the city's budget constraints?
I think we know what they'll say.
Without
resign.
We don't know that. Several members support it. Some probably don't even know who we are. I remember having a discussion with the hearing examiner, and it was like, no, we're elected officials. You know, we file the
PDC.
Yeah, the PDC. And he was like, I didn't know that. He goes, I just thought you were a neighborhood group. There were probably council. He said that. And it was like, you know, there are probably council members that don't realize.
Well, these guys all do.
So maybe something like, that kind of make it shorter by saying, given the budget constraints today, how can we work together efficiently, efficiently?
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Bill, you are just on a roll.
Yeah, he's your co-author.
I'm not going to be there, so I figure I should contribute some.
I'll be there.
I may also not be able to be there because I've got some family things that have come up that are going to possibly prevent me from being there.
What night is it again?
I know Tuesday the 16th.
Okay. The 16th, isn't it?
16th, yeah. So given the city's budget constraints, how can we operate more efficiently?
How can we work together more efficiently?
Okay. How can we work together more efficiently?
It emphasizes that togetherness thing.
Good. What else?
Could I jump back to item number 3, the transit-oriented development? Now, I know, Rick, you said that, boy, that's a big one because it kind of splits through our two communities, the Central Houghton and the Lakeview, to get into downtown Kirkland. But there's really, in sort of reviewing the Lakeview neighborhood planners, a couple or a few really big items that I think affect everything, and maybe asking the city council their opinions besides just the transit-oriented development in the parking lot, but the trail, like we said, the trail, but also the redevelopment of commercial activity, because there's a commercial zone in downtown Lakeview, in the middle, not downtown Lakeview, but in the middle of Lakeview, that's commercially zoned, that is really, really underdeveloped. And I think in the next 25 years, with the growth of that area and more people and densification, I think the redevelopment of that commercial activity is going to be very important, possibly competitive, possibly complementary to downtown. Okay. So I think that's really, really important. And then the other one that I think is very important is the traffic connection through the neighborhoods to get to downtown. Because west of Market has that of 100th going up to Bothell. Mm-hmm. We have it with Lake Street going through Lakeview. We've got it 85th okay. going through South Houghton, sort of Central Houghton. And I know And then Rose Hill has it with 85th going up and over the hill into Redmond. So there's only a few really major traffic corridors that go through. Everybody's talking about density with the Growth Management Act, the densification coming in, this discussion of where we're going to put the so-called low-income housing, affordable housing, and where our area is going to get densified. We have to take a certain number of people. More people means more growth, and that's the first thing everyone says that I listened to at the meeting in the Lakeview meeting is if that park and ride gets developed, where's the traffic going? That's the first thing that they say. Mm-hmm. It's not that, oh, wow, it's going to change. It's traffic. That's the first thing, traffic. As commercial areas come in, there's going to be more traffic. The roads aren't going to get bigger. How are we going to deal with it? I think that's a, you know, what's the city council's view on that?
So put that into a bullet.
So it's the redevelopment of the commercial activity. What are we doing with the trail? What are we doing with the park and ride? And the traffic connection through our neighborhoods.
Yeah, that's a lot to cover.
So is your intent that we just kind of ask them, say, as we're progressing through the neighborhood plans, these are significant issues that are going to be discussed. Is there anything that we should be aware of as far as positions of the city council that...
Well, this neighborhood plan, I mean, you know, we're talking about gateways to the city.
Right.
We're talking about arterials that affect the whole city. And so the neighborhood plans for Lakeview and Houghton that address, you know, some of these issues, you know, there's certain things that we can and can't maybe put in our neighborhood plan. And if that's true, we need to know what it is up front, because we don't want these people saying, if we put down, we're going to keep, you know, development at two stories and the roads aren't going to get wider and this and that, and that's our vision for the neighborhood, and there's no chance of that happening, then these people will feel completely disenfranchised and feel like they've come and devoted, you know, 5 months of their time.
Yes.
So I mean, it is a discussion to have. Is I guess it fits back into that whole vision of the city thing, and you know, we're creating these neighborhood plans, but they aren't in isolation
to the city as a whole.
To a bigger plan and a bigger regional plan and a bigger 520 plan, you know, and all of these tolls and all of these things, hot lanes that they're talking about, is going to drive more people into transit. It's going to drive more people onto the surface streets because they don't want to pay the tolls, or you know, and so. Mm-hmm. How are we going to address that without destroying our city, you know, while maintaining our...
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Bullet Point Bill. Come on, give me a good, concise...
So again, it's like, you know, looking at, you know, just having a discussion about vision of Kirkland and how the neighborhood plans can fit into that, and then we can just talk about these issues and say, this is our concern, that we don't want to give anybody false hopes.
Right.
We want to know how much power these neighborhood plans do have to control.
Exactly. Growth. So, how you want to word it?
Well, I think in the presentation of the two neighborhood plans, the quick little 60-second synopsis, we simply say that there are items identified that don't just affect our neighborhood. They affect how our neighborhood connects to the city.
Mm-hmm.
And those items are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So I can just leave it as is, Lakeview and Central Houghton neighborhood plan update discussion, and then you can weave it into what you guys say.
And I think we can weave it into what we say. There's going to be city council opinions. There's going to be already engineering decisions on what can and can't be done. Like, if somebody says, gee whiz, we want speed bumps on Lake Street, you can't do that. I mean, engineering-wise, you can't do that. So there are some things that you just will not be able to do engineering-wise. I think we just need to get their opinion on it. So when we go back to the neighborhood committees, we got a sense of where the bullseye is.
Good. Good. Okay. So you guys will lead that.
Yeah. And I know that staff also knows a lot of that. But, I mean, it'd be good to just talk to the...
Ultimately, they're the ones that make the final vote, you know.
Concerns and, yeah.
So, yeah. Surprises.
Do you have any comments, Nancy, on that?
Just putting the neighborhood plan in perspective with the overall comprehensive plan is what you're talking about. Your one or two portions or two neighborhoods, you know, part of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And where are the points where you're going to be interacting? You really can't, I mean, what things can you direct at the neighborhood plan level that won't impact the rest of the city. Maybe those are the things that the neighborhood plans would be focusing on.
Although when you talk about that BN line, I mean, obviously it impacts the rest of the city, but it also has bigger impact on the immediate neighbors, and so I don't think you can just say, well, we'll do whatever the city as a whole wants.
Okay.
Do you think? I mean, I...
Well, I don't think it can... The Burlington Northern Railroad has to have one vision for the whole city.
Yeah.
And there needs to be agreement on that. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. It can't change as it, you know.
Okay,
so
stop the train, move it.
Yeah.
Hop into the rickshaw. Yeah, exactly.
So there does have to be agreement.
Yeah.
Right.
And that may be an area where you need to talk about how are we going to reach that.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think you're agreeing. I don't even know what people's positions are, so.
There's at least one of every position.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, just council alone.
Well, okay. It sounds like we have plenty of things
yeah.
to talk about.
So just to reiterate, I think we would just reorder it so that our first point will be what can we do to enhance communications between the two councils? Mm-hmm. Number two would be, given the city's budget constraints, how can we work together more efficiently? And number three would be Lakeview and Central Houghton neighborhood plan updates. And then in the update process, you guys will lead into these other issues that we've just talked about. And then other matters of mutual interest if time allows. Does that work for you guys?
Sure. And this is at 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
In the chambers here or someplace else?
Peter Kirkroom.
Peter Kirkroom.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Downstairs? Did you say in Peter Kirk?
Yeah.
Correct.
And is any... is do we plan on eating or we eat before? Well, I don't remember...
The city doesn't provide food
anymore.
They do anymore.
Not. Okay, that's fine.
So
just
you
want to make sure that you're not, you know, because oftentimes when you meet at 6, you get a...
It's the economy.
Right.
Okay. Any other concerns for the good of the order?
Motion to adjourn.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
So, Rick, you'll send me that tonight or tomorrow?
I will. I'll get it to you tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah,
went down to San Francisco from Gad's former firm to have a gathering for sharing memories and stuff. Realized that it was my one opportunity to get some dental work done. San Francisco is the only place I can have it done. Mm.